was the night after Christmas when all through the house was an orgy of presents worth more than the house. The Xbox was stuffed up the chimney with care, for fear that the Repo Man soon would be there. My mind it was pondering while laying in bed. A vision of bankruptcy danced in my head, and Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just barely survived this consumerist trap. When out in the yard there arose such a clatter, I fell out of bed. Several ribs did I shatter. Away to the window I limped like a mule, still drunk as a fish from the tidings of Yule. The moon on the roof of my new minivan gave a lustrous sheen you just can't buy in a can. When what to my grog-fuddled eye should turn up but a furniture van with 8 dwarves in the truck, with a little old driver so deceitful and slick, I guessed at that moment he's probably named Nick. More rapid than vermin his movers they came, and he blasphemed and cussed as he called them by name. Now Tony and Angelo, Vincent, Emilio, go Raymond, Rosario, and Danny and Guido. I want half on the front door and half on the side. We need this crap moved by 4:45. And then, in a twinkling, I heard from the room the scraping and prying of objects removed. As I cradled my head and was turning around, into the foyer Nick came with a bound. He was dressed all in black, the irreverent weasel, and he sported some pipes about the size of Vin Diesel, a bundle of tools he had flung on his back, and he looked like a shyster or a lawyer on crack. His eyes, they were sunken, his dimples unmerry, his cheeks were like hockey pucks, his nose frickin' scary. His tight little mouth was drawn up like a noose, and the look on his face said, "I'll cook your goose." The stump of a gun he held firm in his hand left no dangling question about who was the man. He had a hard face and a prominent belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl of spaghetti. He was alarmingly grim, a right nasty old elf, and I whizzed in my boxers in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know that I may turn up dead. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and stole all our presents, the contemptuous jerk. And raising a finger in the mid of his hand, he asked for my credit cards and said I was banned. He sprang to his truck, to his thugs gave an order, and they made for the hills like those folks near the border. But I heard him exclaim, as he drove out of sight, "Some things may be priceless, but debt just ain't right."